It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back in. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. Talking spring, Penn State football. Spring is in the air in that regard. There may or may not be a nor'easter coming, so spring is not in the air in some other ways. But with spring football back, they might have to do some practicing in the snow. I wanted to get Andrew Piché. I'm Dustin Hockensmith, by the way. I don't think I introduced us the last time.
You did
and
not?
Certainly I did not introduce Scott, who just came out of left field midway through.
It's Monday.
And had something to say about Pro Day.
It's so Monday.
It is Monday. It feels like a Monday.
I'm sitting in the JV chair for Greg. He's the varsity.
Who's the varsity? Greg.
Greg Pickle.
Oh, yeah. Greg, if there's a level above varsity, that's Greg. So this is – I wanted to do something here where I just – what did you want to see from the Penn State football team this spring? Whether that was a guy proving himself, whatever. This is your show. I think you got five items on your checklist that we'll talk about. I have no idea what they are. But what does Andy want to see from Penn State football this spring?
So I'm going to start – there, five of them. I had seven, and I pared it down to five only because you said, "Give me five."
You do seven. I don't care how many you do.
So the first one I came up with, and I think this. First of all, I'm not linebacker centric. They are only part of a bigger picture. So I'm not like I want to see who's going to be the middle linebacker. We'll get that one is not on my radar. I think what the first priority to me is what does the use plan that is pleasing to Mr. Tommy Stevens as the Lion look like? In other words, to a degree, I think that in reality, the 2018 class is done. To a degree, Penn State is courting and kind of re-recruiting Mr. Stevens to keep him on campus as the number two quarterback and whatever the Lion position is going to look like. But I think offensive coordinator Ricky Ronnie and James Franklin, they need to make it clear. It has to be crystal clear to Tommy Stevens at the end of this spring practice and throughout it exactly what his role and use is going to be, exactly what it's going to be. They can't leave no doubt, no stones unturned, no 66-point game against Maryland. This is how we're going to make it look. It needs to be crystal clear how they plan to utilize him. Other than being the backup quarterback, he graduates in the spring. The options and opportunities as a graduate transfer exist. They want him. I'm not sure that they necessarily, quote unquote, need him, but you want that young man on your roster next season because it gives you one of the top 1-2 quarterback combos in the country. And beyond that, how are you going to keep him happy in Happy Valley as a football player? Because I think everything else around him being at Penn State student, member of the Penn State program, all of that, you've got him at hello. But a kid wants to play. So that to me is a very big priority, and they have to make, by the end of the spring, in the spring game, by the time practice gets over, what exactly does it look like for Tommy Stevens? Because you can't hide this one and leave the stones unturned, because you could lose him.
It's huge. This is huge. I think so. Last year, I mean, there's a few different things here. Number one is that Tommy Stevens legitimately belongs on the field, and he can do all the stuff that they want him to do. So last year, one of the big things, and one of the reasons that James Franklin would say that we didn't see him as much as a lot of people expected to see him, was that there was an opportunity cost. You bring Tommy Stevens on the field, you're losing Saquon Barkley, you're losing Mike Gesicki, you're losing whatever. But now with Saquon, Gesicki, and Deshaun Hamilton all having moved on, there are other athletes or other playmakers, but that opportunity cost dynamic isn't going to be there.
Goes way down.
I think – and meanwhile – your number three quarterback, presumably Sean Clifford, will be further along so that it mitigates that risk too. I think they're in a lot better position to put their money where their mouth is with Tommy Stevens, and there's just incentive in all kinds of ways to do it. I think his role is going to grow exponentially, and I think it should for all those reasons.
I don't disagree with you. I just think it needs to be crystal clear to
him. It needs to be proven.
Crystal clear to him.
Yeah. They've been re-recruiting him for about 2 years now. And so now the re-recruiting pitch really hits critical level.
It's Thanksgiving and the first signing day is in December. This is the time.
Yeah.
It is now. Make it crystal clear to him so he doesn't go window shopping a whole lot more.
It's a good starting point.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. My number two is the offensive line ready? Are they ready? You've got, it's their time. Let's be honest with it. Let's be honest about this offense. It's their time. There is no number 26. Yeah, number 9 is still there. Juwan Johnson's still a stud wide receiver. They've got plenty of weapons around him, but this is their time. There's no ridiculousness that is Saquon Barkley. Miles Sanders and nobody else is Saquon Barkley. They're going to be breaking in a new running back, who I think is going to be a very good Big Ten running back. Very, very good Big Ten running back. But he's going to need a little time and help to get his, you know, sort of ears wet behind him, comfortable in his own skin as a starter. This is where you've got four guys up front with a wealth of experience. You got another guy in Will Fries who's got some seat time. You're 10, maybe 11 deep, arguably up there. You have a viable, legitimate two deep. It is your time to carry a little bit of the mustard. It's their time. It's time for them to be a number one unit for this offense. And I think there's a little bit of pressure on them, but I think they're built to handle it.
I thought last year ability wasn't as big of a thing as I thought. There was some square peg round hole things going on. And when you bring Will Fries, who they clearly believe in, and he anchors that left tackle spot. So they had issues pretty much. Like, I don't think Ryan Bates in a perfect role was going to be your left, should have been your left tackle. They had the issue at right tackle pretty much all season long. If Will Fries is your guy at left tackle and Ryan Bates, I think, if at the end of last year was any indication, is your right tackle, those are two huge fundamental building blocks. They've got a lot of bodies for those three inside spots. If you could lock those spots down and be stable for 12-plus games there, they've got a whole bunch of options inside, and they can mix and match and do whatever. The key was just they never really got continuity, rhythm, healthy, all that stuff at the same time. I think moving Will Fries in there was they love him. So if they love him, who are we to argue with that? I think that can make the whole unit better. And they need to be better in 2018.
They do need to be better. It's their time. It's their time.
Carry that mustard, baby. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's our time to talk Penn State football. We're talking Penn State in spring. These are Andy's priorities, what he wants to see from Penn State this spring. We've gotten through 2 out of 5 or 7. We gotta pick up. We gotta go in the hurry up offense here.
Let's go into hurry up offense. I'm looking at the men in the middle on defense. I'm talking about all the way through.
All the way up.
All the way up. All the way through. But my focus is centers back on the defensive line. It's the two guys on the inside on the line. It's the middle linebacker and it's the strong safety. I'm looking at it. Penn State is going to be brand new straight up the middle. And despite all the bling of the offense in the college football today, straight up the middle still matters. And particularly replacing the two Cothrans, Parker and Curtis, I thought they were very good Big Ten defensive tackles. They weren't elite. They weren't game wreckers. They weren't game changers. The lack of a impact pass rush defensive tackle up front that could like wreck a game for those 3 to 5 plays a game is sort of what keeps that defense the last 2 years, I would say, from being maybe a little more elite. But the lack of pressure on the inside on a consistent basis hinders the defensive ends and the ridiculous amount of talent that they have up there. My thing for the spring for Penn State is hold serve up there.
Yeah.
Maybe Fred Hansar comes along, gets a little better. Maybe he's that guy. But for now, hold serve with whoever you're running through there. So that's my number three.
If you're going to go 4 or 6 deep, you're going to be asking 4 or 6 guys to do something they've never done before.
Right.
And I think there's some ability there, but I think there are variables as well.
Right.
And, you know, I think there's possibility for addition by subtraction, but
right.
Everybody needs to prove something. What's
all right.
Next.
Number four is what does the Penn State offense look like built around number 9? This offense is going to be built around Trace McSorley. Last year, it was built around Saquon Barkley, and forcing defenses to focus on taking him away, which meant Trace was dropping dimes all over everybody. That's simply what he does. Now it's the focus is going to be on him and stopping him in this offense. What does that look like? How are you going to schematically change this offense, Ricky Ronnie, in your first year as the offensive coordinator? Not overhaul it. What are you going to do? Because the focus is now flipped. And the other thing that kind of sticks for me is why I think you're going to see a little bit of this flip and you're going to get a little peek at it. Just a peek. You're not going to get a lot in the spring game. New OC, new running back coach, new wide receiver coach, new tight end coach. That's a lot of turnover on one side of the ball, on one staff. That matters. Don't forget about it. And while you're overhauling those at the top of the food chain, why not overhaul a few of the aisles in the grocery store?
I don't know what that means, but it's
why not?
My curiosity.
You got all new guys, so yeah. Why not overhaul it a little bit?
Oh, I get it now. I get it.
Why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
Take this opportunity while we have some newness.
Right.
And let's do something new.
But clearly the focus is going to be on Trace McSorley this year, and I don't doubt or think that he won't perform for one second in that role.
When you're a quick, accurate, good decision maker, opponents will key on you, and that's great.
Yep.
But that kind of stuff transcends all of it. And the other thing I think is if you give Miles Sanders a crease, he can take it a mile.
You give him a small crease, he can go a long way.
Back to that offensive line conversation.
That is where it is their time more than any other time because the focus is going to be on the quarterback, not on the running back. A lot of their sins in development over the last, say, 15 to 20 games as a Penn State football program were covered up for by Saquon Barkley. That's not going to be the case anymore. So your time in the seat that the offensive line has gained, it's time to show the money. It's time to step up and be the offensive line that Miles Sanders and Trace McSorley are going to need.
Go ahead. What else you got?
One more. This is going to be our first full look at James Franklin in terms of talent acquisition, very, very good at, really good at, and Penn State translating to that talent development that we've seen in, you know, places at times over the last 2 years. I think you're going to get a full reveal of this because you're replacing 8 starters on defense. Mm-hmm. And this is your first full look at replacing guys that were James took or James needed over guys that James wanted. That's a big difference to me. And I think the first full look at this, rub your hands. I'm excited to see it because they are talented.
They are talented. And it's football time. It's time to get them back on the field. Let's see how talented, how cohesive everybody is. All right, we're moving on here. We're talking some Penn State hoops. Jeff Brown is going to jump on right after this to talk about the NIT.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.
You trust AAA to work at every mile. But AAA doesn't just cover your car. They can also cover your home. AAA Home Insurance protects every square foot. And when you add AAA Home Insurance to AAA Auto Insurance, you get more protection and more savings. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent today or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA Home Insurance.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle and call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G, the name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for more than 70 years. Right now, you will get free gutters with your roof replacement from our friends at Long Roofing. Give them a call today for a free estimate on your roof at 844-405-LONG. That's 844-405-LONG.